Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Jubal Show on demand. First date follow-up.
Eden is on the phone today for a first date follow-up. He's getting ghosted by a woman named Marissa, and he wants to find out why. What's up, Eden? How are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
Not too bad. Before we get into your date and before we try to figure out why you might be getting ghosted by Marissa, how long has it been since you last talked to Marissa?
Oh, it's been a couple weeks now.
A couple weeks. All right. And how many times have you tried to get a hold of her in that couple weeks?
Just twice. I'm not creeper or anything like that.
Okay.
Good for you, Aiden. I feel like that's some serious self-control. But why do you think that she's not hitting you back?
I have no idea. I thought things went really well on the first date. I mean, we had a few drinks, had a few laughs, talked about, you know, what we did for life, what we did for fun. She was very flirty with me. I thought things were going really well. And then at the end of the night, you know, she seemed very happy with how things went. And I waited, and then, you know, the next day I sent her a text and was just like, hey, you want to go out again? And nothing. Mm-hmm. And then a week later, I was like, you know, I liked her. Let's try again. And I sent her another one and still nothing.
Is there anything that happened like at the end of the date or in the middle of it that you think may have been a turnoff for her?
I don't know. I don't think so. I'm pretty good with reading people. And I mean, she was very engaged in the conversation. And I mean, I tried to make it as much about her as she was trying to make it about me in the conversation so that it wasn't completely one-sided. Plus, I was very interested in her, so I wanted to know more.
Yeah.
And she seemed like she was having a good time.
She did. I mean, at any point where, you know, between ordering a round of drinks or anything else, she could have easily ended things. And she didn't. It just kind of took its natural course.
What I'm hearing from you, Aiden, the fact that she stayed the whole time, you think she had a good time. Like, did she seem like it, though?
Yeah, like, I mean, she wasn't on her phone. Like, you know, there are times where you're out with someone and they're constantly looking at their phone.
Sure.
Or answering with a one-word answer, they're not really getting into a conversation. But that wasn't the case. And again, anytime I offered to order another round, she seemed like that was cool, and we ordered another round.
That is exactly what I was going to ask, though. Like, was she always, like, ready to order another round? Like, right when that drink was done, she was like, yes, let's do this again? Or did she, like, wait for you?
No, we were drinking, I'd say, at about the same pace, because we were also talking roughly the same amount, so we were going at about the same pace.
And there's nothing you can think of that happened that could, you know, be a reason that she would ghost you?
No, and I mean, as far as like the drinks go, she did order maybe one or two more than I did, just because I was driving.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there were the couple times, but I mean, even then, it
at any point when she realized I wasn't drinking anymore, she could have been like, oh, okay, I guess I'm done too. Let's go.
Okay.
But that she didn't. She ordered another.
And okay. Mm. And you didn't, did you judge her about that? Did you say, really, you're ordering another?
No.
I'm having water right now.
I know that has made me feel uncomfortable in the past.
No, I'm not like that. And again, I was enjoying the company, so.
Okay.
Someone having a couple more drinks than me is not a deal breaker.
I mean, you actually sound quite lovely, and I feel like you didn't do anything wrong at this point.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's see if we can figure it out then. We'll play a song, come back, and then call her and try to find out why she's ghosting you and see if you want another date after you hear the reason why, okay?
Mm-hmm. All right. Sounds good.
All right. We'll get your first date follow-up next. Just joining us for today's first date follow-up, Aiden is on the phone and he's getting ghosted by Marissa and has no idea why. We're about to call her and see if we can figure out why she's ghosting him and see if Aiden wants another date after he hears why he's getting ghosted. Aiden, real quick though, before we call her, refresh everybody's memory and recap your date for us.
Yeah, so we went out, had some drinks, had some fun, and then the next day I sent her a text, didn't get a reply, waited a few days, sent another one, and still no reply.
And you have no idea why.
None that I can think of.
We just think maybe it's because you let her order two more drinks than you.
Yeah, and she thinks you were judging her.
Right, maybe. Right.
But we all made that up in our heads, so let's find out. All right, I'm a dollar phone number right now, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Marissa, please?
Yes, this is she.
Hi, Marissa. How are you? My name is Jubal, and I'm calling from a radio show, and it's called The Jubal Show.
He's not by himself, either. I'm Nina, here, too. Mm-hmm.
Hi, I'm Victoria.
And that's Victoria.
Yeah. Brad, too, in the background.
He's over here as well, so yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello, everyone.
How's it going?
Good. I think. Did I win something, or am I getting called out or something on the radio?
We do a segment on our show, and it's called The First Date Follow-Up. That's where if you go out on a date with someone, and then you end up ghosting them, that person can email us to get you on the phone and ask what happened. And so we got an email about you from somebody that you're ghosting.
All right. Yep.
Okay. So you say that like you know who you're ghosting.
Ghosting's a very common thing. It's happened to me. I've done it to others before. Like, it sucks. But, like, I don't know. It's kind of just how it is now, you know?
Okay. But then, you know, you can't help but wonder why you're getting ghosted. So do you know who the person is that we're talking about?
Gosh, it's been weeks. What's his name? You know,
Aiden.
His name, I know. I watch your or listen to your show. Oh, Aiden. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay,
well, then you understand that we're calling because he feels like he's being ghosted, and we just want to know
why. All right. I already seem like a terrible person, so why not? Well, I'll just be honest. Like, I ghosted him because, like, oh, I didn't like the way he dressed, and I know that's really shallow and petty sounding.
You didn't like the way he dressed?
Okay.
Yeah. Like, Aiden, his, like, clothing style is just, like, super casual and comfortable. Like, he likes to wear jeans and sneakers and t-shirts and, like, very clearly doesn't really pay attention to, like, fashion trends and stuff like that. Which, like, here, to each their own, but, like, I'm a very fashion-forward person. Like, I'm that person and he's not that person. And I also just think, like, people who don't really, like, invest that time in themselves, like, need to work on themselves, you know what I mean? It's kind of like, they don't really care, so like, what else don't they care about themselves, you know?
I get that, you know, impression. However, you didn't see it as an opportunity to be like, oh, I can change this. Or,
All right, Nina.
I could upgrade you.
I don't think you can teach, like, a guy to have pride in himself, you know what I mean? Like, either he thinks he's awesome or he doesn't, and I just don't think he does by the way he presents himself.
Okay, well, what was so bad about his clothes?
His jeans, like, you could tell he's probably worn them, like, for maybe 2 weeks straight. Like, you know, the butt area didn't look good, it was saggy. So, like, I don't know, I just, if you're gonna dress up on a first date and, like, your saggy, super worn jeans that need a wash, like, come on.
All right. Well, thank you for being honest about that. So now I should tell you something that's truthful, too. Aiden is actually on the phone. He's been listening the whole time, and he wants to talk to you.
Still? He still does? Okay.
I think so.
Oh, no. Hi.
Hey. Didn't know you were there.
So you didn't like the clothes. That was the deal breaker for you.
I mean, what is the saying? If the clothes say a lot about the man?
So, yeah, like for a first date, you know, I dress a little more comfortable so that I'm more comfortable. I can not have to worry about being stiff or not presenting myself, you know, in a certain way that can be a little more intimidating. I mean, I have all the designer suits at home that you could want, but for a first date, I don't want to show up in something and have the woman be like, oh, well, this is a little intimidating that he's wearing a power suit to a first date.
It's kind of true.
So I tried to dress a little more casually so then I can be comfortable and then she can be comfortable with me.
I mean, it's like unbelievable that you have those types of things because like you did not even go like mid-ground. It's like, you know, like you went like we've been dating / married for 7 years and I don't care about this outfit. You have like the wardrobe at home. Like it's a first date. You got to go like at least in between, like, you know.
If I'm meeting with a client, I'm not going to show up in my jeans and sneakers, but at the same time, I didn't feel like I was meeting with a client. I thought I was meeting, you know, on a casual first date. I mean, if I had known that that was the type of person you were, I guess I would have dressed more that way. That's not who I am when I'm not at work all the time. So I didn't want to set an impression, especially a first impression.
Would it have made a difference to you if he was in a power suit when he showed up?
I mean, yeah, like I definitely probably would have went on like another date or two. But then the second I found out that like the power suit is kind of a costume and that's not really his personality, like it probably wouldn't have gone much further. You know what I mean?
You can go off on what I was wearing all you like. But for someone who claims to be fashion forward, everything you were wearing was at least a season ago, if not more.
Oh.
All right. Fashion is terrible. You should look it up. I like our earth a little bit. So, like, don't throw shade on somebody who is frugal and can still keep things fresh.
There's a difference of being, though, past fashion and being, like, retro chic. And you kind of fell somewhere in the middle there that it didn't quite work. I didn't. But I don't judge on the superficial things like that. I was more going off of the conversation. I mean, if I got to be honest, though, it wasn't working for me either.
Oh.
It was a first date, right. You know, first dates sometimes go a little sideways. They're a little awkward. So I thought, well, let's do a second date and see, you know, if the first feeling is right or if it was just a matter of first date jitters.
Let's try it. Aiden, Marissa, would you like to go on another date with Aiden? We'll pay for it.
No, thank you. I don't know why, like, Aiden, like, you thought, like, insulting me after, like, all that would win me over at the end, but no, I do not want to go on a second date.
I mean, I wasn't insulting you, but, I mean, your fashion was kind of insulting everyone in the room.
Oh.
All that aside, I would like a second chance. If the big issue was the clothing, I'll wear what you want me to wear.
I mean, absolutely not. There is no outfit in the world that would make me want to go on a second date with you.
Well, all right, then. Good to know. I guess I don't need to
just do business with you.
Waste my data plan.
The Jubal Show on demand.
Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.